Come, city yourself at home. Come, city yourself, one of the family. We've taken a you so strong.
This is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works, and I have with me Oliver and the Artful Dodger. Michael Somanic in the role of Oliver, and Darren Barrere as the Artful Dodger. Michael, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And that's basically how old Oliver is, right?
Yeah, pretty close. He says in the scene where he first meets Noah, he's 13, and he's glad for that so he can whop me one later.
You've had some theatrical experience, I understand. You've done a few other shows.
Yeah, February 2012, Music on Stage did The Wizard of Oz, where I was the mayor of Munchkins, and later on, LZP's production of The King and I was Louis Leonowens, and now here comes Oliver. This is my first professional gig, too, and I'm pretty proud to say that.
You are in sixth grade, right?
Correct.
So how do you juggle the demands of being a sixth grader with doing this huge role on stage?
I don't get too much homework this year, so it's easier to juggle things when you only have, like, 10 math problems a day or something. If I have to, I just do it in the car. I'm usually a really good student to begin with, so it's really easy to juggle.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now, Darren, you are also playing a boy. I think we have to disclose that you are not the same age as the Artful Dodger.
I'm 22. I just graduated from college.
You're a very youthful-looking 22, I have to say.
Yeah, I feel like sort of like the bread and butter of my theater career right now is playing little boys. I just spent last year playing one of the Lost Boys in the National Tour of Peter Pan. Now I'm doing Dodger, which is so much fun because I was an actor when I was a kid, but I never did Oliver, the classic little boy play. I feel like it's like I'm catching it in my last chance.
So you get to play big brother to a whole host of boys. How many boys are there in this show anyways?
I feel like it's like 20.
It's something like
it's
that.
It's big. They're a lot.
They make a lot of noise at the rehearsal. I can tell you that. What is your favorite part of doing the show?
Well, I love the scenes that actually have physical movement, so I can't make up my mind whether it's my fight with the sour berries or me getting smashed unconscious in the end of Act 1 in the chase scene. But as for my favorite song, I have to do Where Is Love, because I really think that's a beautiful song, you know. Singing it just makes me happy, and it gets my emotion of what my character is supposed to be feeling going when I sing that song.
We talked about all the kids in the show, but of course there's more to the show than just kids. There's some wonderful veteran actors on stage, including Light Opera Works' favorite Jim Harms as Fagin. What's it like sharing the stage with him?
I feel like working with Jim is like a masterclass. He's so specific and so in his body and so funny. What I really admire about him is he's incredibly relaxed on stage. I think that's what really comes with experience, is that an actor knows how to be full and specific and interesting and give a great performance on stage, but also do it while they're completely relaxed.
Because that's a hard thing to do with a crowd of 1,000 people in front of you.
Exactly, yeah.
Our choreographer has got some, doing some really cool things, and Rudy, the director, he knows what's going on.
What is a more handsome?
Everyone will be impressed, if not more, because if the rehearsals are this good, then the actual show is just going to be incredible. So I encourage a lot of people to see it. That will not be a regret.
We will see you on stage as Oliver and the Artful Dodger in Light Opera Works' production of Oliver, opening December 22nd. Thanks for listening.